the curse on the traitors. Curse ye, Meroth, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly, the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Judges 5, verse 23. We have here, first of all, the curse on treachery. Meroz was pledged to be on the Lord's side. It was part of the 12 tribes and the Israelite nation. It heard the trumpet summonsing for war and the command to take the field, but it disobeyed. Disobedience to orders in time of war is treason and merits death. Secondly, the curse was not malicious, but angelic. In this ecumenical age, the pronouncement of the righteous curse is looked upon as malicious, ungodly, and satanic, whereas it is the very opposite. It is angelic, it is righteous and godly. It was the angel of God who pronounced the curse of God. Thirdly, the curse was bitter. The punishment must suit the nature of the crime. No lesser punishment could be enacted. The capital crime must exact the capital punishment. There is no escape for the traitor. The hanging noose is his rightful desert. He caused many to die. Their blood righteously cries for the forfeiting of his life. The traitor is not fit to live. Lesson: those who do not side with God side with the enemies of God.